You're listening to SBS News.
When Japanese student Mira Kerr arrived in Beijing 3 years ago, he says he did not always feel welcome.
In China, you can often haggle with shopkeepers. When I went shopping, I was negotiating the price with the shop owner. He could tell I was a foreigner and asked me where I was from. When I said I was Japanese, he refused to sell to me.
The encounter is symptomatic of decades of hostility between China and Japan, dating back to the Second World War. But the bilateral relationship is warming. When Chinese Premier Li Keqiang visited Japan earlier this month, he and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe hailed a new era of friendship between the two countries.
There's nearly nothing left that's impossible if Japan and China can hold hands together. I'm confident that we can make a greater contribution to resolve various regional and global issues.
It's a long way from just 6 years ago, when friction spiked over the disputed ownership of Senkaku, or Diaoyu Islands. In China, thousands took to the streets. The incident was followed by years of anti-Japanese propaganda on television and at the cinema. But analysts say the two countries are banding together now, thanks to developments on the Korean Peninsula. The International Crisis Group's senior advisor for Northeast Asia, Michael Kofrig, says they are nervous.
They view both Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump as rather erratic players. You've got both China and Japan worried and anxious, and they're both hedging, looking to improve at least the bilateral relationship so that they don't have any flare-ups.
Mr. Kofrig says the two countries are also strengthening their economic relations in reaction to the United States president's trade policies. Trade between China and Japan increased to $400 billion last year, breaking a six-year downward trend.
It's easy to dismiss a lot of this as good vibes, but particularly in an Asian culture, it's not so much about what the leaders agree on concretely as the signal that goes down through the system and to the public that, hey, relations are okay with Japan now and they're getting better.
It's a message welcomed by Tenma Shibuya, the founder of Beijing's Japanese Cultural Center, who has been based in China for 12 years. When tensions between the two countries were high, he says, promoting activities at the center was restricted. Now his business can flourish.
The relationship between China and Japan is sometimes sensitive and sometimes good. And recently, very recently, the Sino-Japan relationship has become intimate. And this is a very good thing for us. It's indeed a new era. Government policies have a big impact on civilian activities.
A military hotline recently set up to avoid confrontations at sea is seen as the biggest gesture of goodwill between China and Japan. Still, China's maritime ambitions could pose a problem in the future. But Yang Bojang, a researcher of Sino-Japanese relations at China's Academy of Social Sciences, says China only has peaceful intentions.
We hope that China's peaceful rise can be understood by global societies, including Japan. China doesn't have a history of colonization. Whenever we mention a peaceful rise, other countries will refer to their own experience and assume a powerful country will see hegemony, so they don't believe us.
Mira Kerr, the Japanese student, says differences remain, but he's hopeful the two can put their rivalry in the past.
Before, things between South Korea and North Korea were bad, and it suddenly improved. With China and Japan, there's still a part that's negative, so I hope the Sino-Japanese relationship can also gradually improve.
In Beijing, Katrina Yu, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.